Hi.
This is Birds Make Birds.
You're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.
More chocolate buttered onion rings, please.
Chocolate buttered onion rings in your grocer's freezer.
You touched my no-no spot.
Watch out, how you've been acting. Soon now, they'll be reacting. You drop the bomb, she wonders what's going on.
This morning, and I said, you know, instead of waiting for a good day to happen, you know, waiting around through ups and downs, you know, I just said, look.
Three.
Hello.
Indeed we are. This is Buffalo Banter with Mark Ruffalo. I am DJ Alex Trebek.
DJ White Biscuit.
And I'm DJ Time Cop. Today we're going to be filling in for Mark Ruffalo. Unfortunately, Mark Ruffalo has been arrested. He's in prison.
Again?
He can't, yeah. He's been arrested for stealing our hearts in the Academy Award-winning film Spotlight. Have you guys seen it yet?
No.
No, I resolved last week to watch it and did not.
It's really good. I don't want to spoil anything.
Spotlight or the video of Mark Ruffalo getting arrested for stealing our hearts?
He also did get... There was a picture of him, like, fake getting arrested for stealing a big Oscar.
Yeah. We'll talk about that later.
Buffalo Banter with Mark Ruffalo.
This is a song by Earl Sweatshirt
called Huey.
I got my city doing front flips when every father may erupt.
Say the spliff take the soul from me, and the click tighten it, it's like the low rugby. Beat the beat up like it stole from me. You could talk to Clancy, you need a feature quote from me. Off the Lancy, I wreak a reefer and show money. It's early running with chicken new cold ish. The wind's like lotion, he getting me gone. Rubber men, critics pretend they get it. It's it, Mrs. Don't me the wolf. I spent the day drinking and missing my grandmother. Just grab a glass and pour some cold white wine in it. A cold 4-5 in it. You know how I get it. I'm toasting myself and a toast to all my diggins. And ain't no time limit. I'm toasted as hell. And I gotta jot it quick cause I can't focus so well.
That was Earl Sweatshirt, Huey.
Off of I Don't Like
Stuff.
Stuff, I Don't Go Outside. Which is a pretty descriptive album. I think that album got a really bad rep.
Mm-hmm. Is it one guy, Earl Sweatshirt?
Yeah, he's Earl. From Odd Future. And I think the people kind of dismissed the album. Doris was really good, but
was that a previous album?
Yeah. He did a lot of the production on this, and I think he's like a really talented producer. I think his name is That One Black Dude.
Mm.
Or Some Black Dude. Something like that. But he does a lot of like kinda like off like Dilly, like really, really hot stuff. Like the beat on this song AM Radio. I'm just gonna play this for really like a quick second because I just love this song. Just the production of it. Also has Wiki from Rat King, get a British rapper.
And oh, he Rat King is playing a show with Animal Collective in New York coming up.
Dude, Rat King is also here.
The bill, getting kicked out the crib. Ripped off my bib, spit out my food, hiccup and piss, urine burning. I can smell the liquor in this. Cats always try.
So that is, yeah. So
kind of sounds like eating cereal.
Yeah, kind of feels like you're listening to it eating some cereal.
Yeah.
That's the best way it can be described, I guess.
So
that's, yeah, that's Earl Sweatshirt's I don't like stuff, I don't go outside.
I don't know if you guys...
Stuff is a bad word.
Stuff.
I can't say it on the radio.
I don't know sandwiches. I can't go
yeah,
outside.
Yeah, I don't like
sandwiches.
I
don't know any sandwiches. I don't know if you guys have listened to your Spotify Discover Weekly playlists.
They're amazing.
Yeah. I've been... Roger Hooker first told me to listen to mine. And I honestly have found that Spotify likes to recommend me a lot of very Mac DeMarco sounding bands. And I don't know why. I mean, I have never listened to any sort of Mac DeMarco inspired indie band that makes kind of loud, catchy rock music.
Spotify knows that you better
be
than you know yourself.
That would be ridiculous if I was to like that kind of music. But I don't know if you saw that Gabe Jacobs, the CEO of Symbol, posted on Medium about
I did see that
Symbol's
article.
Place in music technology, and he said that, quote, "There's a battle going on in music technology right now. How should streaming services get you the right song out of the tens of millions that exist? Some services use fine-tuned algorithms to recommend users songs that others with similar tastes liked. Others give huge one-way platforms in the form of curated playlists or radio stations for influencers to share their respected tastes. Algorithmic recommendations, in large part, work by learning your tastes and trying to give you more of the same. This solution rests on the presumptions that, one, users want a lot of the same, and that, two, streaming services are good at deciding what that same is. All of this is up for debate." So, I was listening to my Discover Weekly playlist, and I heard this song that I originally didn't think was amazing. It was And then Chance came on, and he dropped a really hot verse, and it made me like the song. So I'm going to play it. It's called Wasting Time by Kids These Days, featuring the rapper named Chance.
Kids These Days.
Kids These Days.
All these years, maybe I'm a waste of time, but tell me I'm not wasting time. Look back, cry, and I think of tears. Hope I haven't wasted all these years. Maybe I'm a waste of time, but tell me I'm not wasting time. Damn, I love you. Don't know what that means now, but I love you. I know that I was nowhere around, holding you down, doing shows, knowing hoes was around. Should've had you till there was no one around. Till I turned old, had a stroke, 30 toes in the ground. Through the fake smiles, you could've chosen to bounce. Before the wills and the lawsuits and the frozen accounts. Putting water under a bridge to the frozen we ground. Should've paid for all these birthdays, the clothes and the clowns. And balloons and ice cream, prime time, girls' clothes and the gowns. And the, I don't know if it should go that far, but to see it in the wake up and I am such a heartbreak. I don't know if I should've started, but my darling Nikki, damn I love you. Don't know what that means now, but I love you. Look back, cry, and I think of tears. Hope I haven't wasted all these years. Maybe I'm a waste of time, but tell me I'm not wasting time. Look back, cry, and I think of tears. Hope I haven't wasted all these years. Maybe I'm a waste of time, but tell me I'm not wasting time.
Namaste.
I was calling out, hopefully heard the sound. Would've been writing, but we was too busy tossing words around. I guess it's all connected. The end of the day, I can't be mad, cause more than anything, it's self-reflective. I shine a light into the foreground. I hope you see the floor now. Not to mention, give it a couple months and I'll be tour bound. And she'll be waiting for me like she always was before now. But think about who number you dialed when you got out that courthouse. I wish if this was any consolation. But every scene is missed, the lost and missing conversations. I think of you, you think of me, I think we've grown impatient. To the used to be a point in time, I feel like we could waste it. But before my age become my waste man, I'ma keep it real, I need 2 or 3 mil. Tonight I'ma flip, probably kill myself, me don't even wanna see it go down that road. At the end of the day, what's the point of living life if all of your time is for you and nothing's given away? What a waste.
Look back crying, I'll drink your tears. Hope I haven't wasted all these years. Maybe I'm a waste of time. Maybe I'm a waste of time.
That was Wasting Time by Kids These Days. So overall, Spotify algorithm
subpar
in general. Pretty solid. I probably get like 3 songs I like off the Discover Weekly.
But speaking of, I guess
listening
of Kids These Days. Bad and Blue,
Tufts hottest. Fusion
Tufts
band.
Hottest, really Chicago sounding band. Really, really talented.
Really, definitely really band from Chicago.
Like
for
very,
sure.
Yeah, like let's call it again. Cameron is like
Cameron Flowers.
Yeah, Cameron Flowers.
Really great.
Yeah.
Guy. Fantastic. Also Tamara.
Yeah.
Is their singer
Tariq on the basketball team? Producing.
No way.
For his producing for Cameron's solo mixtape.
That's awesome. That's gonna be heat.
Yeah.
Straight heat.
I'm so excited.
When's it coming up?
Apparently, pretty soon they're picking songs for it. Last I heard,
it's gonna be called Untitled Unmixed.
Maybe, but speaking of Bad and Blue, they plan a show.
Yeah, tonight. It's tonight. Today's
the
day.
Crane Room, right?
Big show today. Yeah, in 12 hours and 38 minutes.
So everyone, start your countdown.
9.
They'll go on around like 11.
The first band is Ncha.
Oh yeah, it's a DJ.
Ncham or something. Ncham.
Yeah. It's a DJ, I think.
And then this kid named Aso Black, who
is insane.
We started listening to once he looked at the show event on Facebook.
But you know, Luca Eisen. Shout out to Luca Eisen.
Our friend
Nikhil Grubb.
Also. Maya's wilder brother, Luca. From S Factor?
Yeah.
Cool.
Brother. Both of them have been like fans of Aso Black. Like, they would like play
really?
In Tilton.
Well, he's from New York.
Yeah, they would play it like in Tilton.
Cool.
Like his stuff. Cool. And unfortunately, a lot of it cannot be played on radio. But
sorry for our early time
slot. Did a little bit of internet sleuthing and found a song that doesn't have curse words in it.
Eek,
and it's also it was the one produced by none other than
so
To Life of Pablo Flies.
Kanye West. Crazy thing about Aso Black and this song is that he I think he mentions in this song specifically, but he recorded this mixtape when he was 19. And this is Kanye West producing the song. Isn't that insane?
Crazy.
Yes.
He only has like 270 something likes on Facebook, and he's like really killing
it. That's absurd. He definitely has more than 200.
Call it. I'm 272.
Whoa.
Price is right?
272 exactly.
Wow, you won the car.
That's absurd. Damn. We have more than that.
Do we?
Yeah.
We don't even have a Facebook page.
My bands from high school have more than that. That's crazy. Sound Pilot has 203. Never mind. We're not quite up there with ASAP Black. Sorry. So we're going to play that ASAP Black song. It's called Sway, produced by Kanye. And first we're going to play...
Yeah, we're going to cue that up.
A song by three of the best musicians in the world.
It's technically, it's just a Thundercat song. Off the Brain Feeder label.
Thundercat featuring Flying Lotus and Kamasi Washington.
Kamasi Washington.
Kamasi. I will never pronounce his name. It's called Them Changes.
Yeah.
It's a phenomenal track.
Beautiful song, but a breakup.
We go.
Back when Marbury was that shooting been stepping legend. Nowadays it's really only 1, 2, 3. But you're the witness when the balls in my corner, the mic's on me. Young Bosky, y'all. Fear him not, lest you a rapper. We cool if you know your spot. Lest you a rapper stepping out of line. Proceed to show your beef. The starving artists will eat way more than beats. The rhythm told me they need ace. So in the streets, boy, you been gone for way too long. Just drop like one more song. But don't you know that you the reason why these heads stay bopping? Show the lyrics open minds, but the beat been knocking. I agree, I am a young ass MC. Only 19, as I already said on MC. And I'm get it as soon as I can make ends meet. I swear the flow is so savage, dropping meaner than your average. Colder than the weather on my brother's birthday. There goes another 2, 3. Told them live life for your dreams. What is truth in the wordplay? I promise seats for the Grammys. If you got me, see your Barclays. Hey, but back to the fact that I'm colder than the winner. Hope you don't get heated if you lose her. Cause she will have that summer flame with this BK King. Till I tell her fall back when she talks about an offspring, dog. God, I know it must be stressing. When they say you sound like a really good Joey, bad impression. Well, homie, I ain't sweating about a thing. If they bump 2020 like 24-7, yeah. Sway, yeah, yeah, sway. Look, sway, 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 sway. Paid and advertised by Mr. Soulfly. Niggas really gonna have to die to see him live. And I live like I'm Compton's Brooklyn step kid. Favorite rapper, black or white. I'll be throwing up in the mix. I know that you know what it is. Yeah. Said no, my nigga sway. And no, my nigga sway. Sway, sway.
Let's go, Bose.
Let's go, Bose. That was Sway by Aso Black, who's going to be at the Crane Room tonight at 8 o'clock.
Unfortunately,
at 5 p.m.
We probably won't be able to see him.
Doors open at
9. I really want to, is my problem, but I have friends visiting from high school.
Yeah, they should see Aso Black, should, too.
I know.
And then also definitely. Market Basket's playing.
Market Basket. I'm not trying to skip Bad and Blue from Market Basket because Market Basket sucks. I hate everyone in that band.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm coming out and saying it. I hate Market Basket.
I don't know
if you can do that here.
I don't know if I hate Market Basket.
I like
the people of Market Basket.
No, I'm a huge Basket head.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
Weaver.
I'm on an emotional roller coaster right now. I don't know what's going
to
come next.
I don't even know what to do.
So, speaking of the Bows, big basketball game tonight. It can be viewed on jumbocast.com. My
really?
Boy Elliot, you know Elliot Cobb?
No.
He's doing the color commentary for the live stream.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I noticed you have... Some sort of jungle cat on your shirt.
Actually, Noah, that is a polar bear diving into the water.
It looks like that does not look like a polar bear.
Well, if you read directly under the three polar bears, it says polar bear. So context clues,
well,
buddy.
Speaking of polar bears,
sure.
Speaking of jungle cat looking polar bears, you know what has a jungle cat on the album art of it?
That kind of looks
Joy
like a polar
bear. Sounds of Joy Again. Joy Division.
Joy Again, who just played a show in Boston at the Great Scott. Now they're in New York City last night.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're in D.C.
You didn't see them when they came to Boston, right?
No, I fell asleep. I had tickets and fell asleep.
All right. For all our listeners out there, this is a PSA. Don't be like Noah Cutler. Don't buy tickets to concerts and not go to them.
Public Scoozy announcement.
Yeah, public Scoozy really announcement. Scoozy has done this.
I did this with Krill and I did this with Joy Again.
And didn't you have tickets for Level Up too?
No, I didn't actually ever get tickets for that.
But you were pretty committed
to
it.
It was in my cart.
Yeah. That's funny.
But
yeah, Krill was heartbreak.
Krill
was some serious
so
heartbreak,
sad.
Yeah.
I'm also kind of bummed I missed Joy Again.
Mm-hmm. Both would have been fun. How close are you with the guys in Joy Again?
Not like super close, but like I would say, like I don't know, they're like... I was a homie of their...
Homie?
Yeah.
Cool.
We had a mutual good friend.
Cool. Well, in the spirit of clean music, I thought I would play some old music.
Good.
I picked out this 5-LP Ray Charles set called A Life in Music. And it has written on the front, The Genius, 5 records. How can you go wrong? There were so many tunes here, it's difficult to single out one to play.
Sounds like there's a lot of ways to go wrong.
Please try Hallelujah, I Love Her. And then it goes on, he lists a couple other songs you should try, and then he says, this is a goldmine of American music. And then another guy comes in with a different color pen and writes on the same little label, this does sound good, spelled G-U-H-D, but just because it's 5 records doesn't make the product. And then I can't read the next word. And then another guy comes in and says, look, it says, after the parentheses.
This is like the very first ever internet forum.
Just some guys responding to each other on...
On the front of this Ray Charles.
On the front of this Ray Charles record. Right? What does it say?
Doesn't make the product remember Keith Jarrett?
Yeah, right?
We're just doing some light reading in the studio.
L or K-A.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make the album cut.
Also missing Busted, but hey, not everyone's perfect.
So, anyway, the guy that I've heard, I mean...
Oh, it turns out the Busted and Hit the Road Jack were on ABC Records, not Atlantic. So there.
It says so there, right?
Yeah, it says so there. It says so there with two.
I don't know what that guy has against Atlantic Records, but this song is called Hallelujah, I Love Her So. It's off side 10. And I'm going to play it. Ooh, let's see how this goes, but the record looks very warped.
Chopped and screwed.
Oh, wow. Oh, boy. All right. I'm
here
just
gonna,
here we go.
Let me tell coffee in my favorite.
Wow, it's a musical journey. Right,
let's try to play a different one of these. Jeez, that record is wrecked.
It's like a taster sound.
All right. Taking this off. This is, now I'm going to play side 5, What I'd Say, which is a much more
flat,
intact record, and a favorite of mine, so here's the song.
I want.
That was What Did That Say by Ray Charles off Side 5.
Wow.
Sorry, I thought I stopped that.
Thank you, Ray. I think we're going to, over the course of the song, we kind of just like felt a little change of pace. So I think we're going to give you a little rock block.
Yeah.
Triple shot of Halen.
WZLX rock block.
Yeah, WMFO rock block. I don't think we're allowed to say we're a different radio station.
I didn't say we were a different radio station.
It's just an acronym.
Just believed it.
But first we're going to give you a quick PSA. I don't know. Do you want it to be a freestyle rap PSA, Noah?
Yeah, sure.
I could probably go in on a verse right now.
I could do one.
All right. You got an instrumental?
YouTube sure. Could you do like the Annie Up, like the classic?
Oh, wow. You want this one beat that you've done for every...
Not every... Freestyle. What? Usually it's like MFD.
By MOP?
Yeah, sure.
The instrumental?
Yeah.
Rap battle.
Do you want the
rap
hook? Do you want the hook?
Battle.
Actually, let's do a Special Herbs.
Okay.
Like an instrumental.
Special Herbs.
Chrysanthemum?
Instrumental. Oh, we've done that one too. Chrysanthemum. But I liked it. Here we go.
Okay. There we go. All right. So this one's gonna be about knowing your cell phone rights, I guess, which is very important.
Sure.
All cell phones have rights. Not a lot of them know about it.
All right. Whether you're talking on your cell phone or with you on your walk in your car or walking over to the park or to a civil protest, civil unrest, you should know your legal rights. So tonight, I'm gonna explain to you how you can use your cell phone. The Supreme Court unanimously ruled that the police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a phone without a passcode can readily be searched by anybody holding it. And in Virginia, court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected by only a fingerprint sensor. So consider using a key code password and setting your phone's screen to lock very quickly when no one's using it, particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation. While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to, and if you do that, you forfeited your rights. Yeah, so don't do that. The correct answer to a cop's request to search you, your vehicle, or even your Chinese food, or your phone is no, officer. I do not consent to a search. Thank you. Finally, remember that the police can always ask a judge for a search warrant. So think carefully about what's stored on your phone, including photos, contacts, and app data. You can learn more about your rights from the eFreedom Foundation web, EFF.org. Yeah. A public service message from EFF and Freedom Loving Friends at WMFO. Going harder than a day old in the Dagobah system, kicking in the kitchen.
Called Public Transit versus Walking PSA.
Fresh at the studio.
If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping save the environment and money too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might wanna consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending on the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get a 3/4 hour exercise and fresh air just for an extra 15 minutes of your time and fresh air. That's a real healthy deal. Public service message from WMFO in Medford. Stuff's Educational Radio.
Also, yes, sir. Another public service message. That croissant was terrible.
Yeah, don't buy the baked goods from Brown and Brew.
But
it's a bad review for Brown and Brew.
Sriracha popcorn, from, delicious.
From Brad, from me and from Blad and Blue.
No, two. I don't know where you buy it.
DJ's on WMLO.
PSA from DJ White Biscuit regarding sriracha popcorn.
Sriracha flavored popcorn is the most delicious food I've ever tasted. And it comes in a massive bag. You can eat the whole thing in like 8 minutes.
Wow.
Yum.
That sounds specific. Great.
Wow, good.
So we're going to play two songs for our rock block, and maybe we'll throw in a third if DJ White Biscuit gets his act together.
I've got something in mind.
I'm going to play a Pale Hound song. Noah's going to play a Krill song, and we will give you a surprise song from DJ White Biscuit. This one's Cushioned Caging by Pale Hound.
And when the organ stops playing, I'm
Boston Symphony Orchestra. That was Cushioned Caging by Pale Hound.
Followed by Foot.
Foot by
Foot Leg.
By Krill. And then Glued by Ghosts. So, you know, we're reaching the end.
We are.
Somehow we made it through this show. We played some music.
Yeah, we did it.
Yeah.
Juicy J was here.
Lost a lot of blood, but we made it.
He's still here.
He's still here.
Can't get him out of the studio.
He's hanging around.
Yeah, Juicy's in the studio.
Occasionally runs by the window.
He's really two floors up. How's he even doing that?
If you want to cue a song up on your phone.
Oh, yeah, here. So this is a song. We got so excited when we figured out that the song didn't have any curse words in it.
Yeah, huge. This album, Untitled Unmastered by Kendrick Lamar, came out
really changed
last
a lot,
week,
yeah.
A week ago today, and we were super hype about his album, and we accidentally played a song that had a swear in it last week. And this
My
week,
mom
we're
was so
sure,
angry.
We are sure, we got fined $20,000 last week. This week, we are not going to be fined $20,000.
Let's go for 40.
Yes.
So
which one is this?
This is Untitled 06. All right,
this is honestly my favorite song.
This might be one of my favorite songs, like currently, and just like in general. Yeah. But like, so as CeeLo Green, and there may be a secret vocalist.
CeeLo Green is on this?
Yeah,
shoot,
he does the guest vocals and the hook. But apparently, so they sample a thing that Adrian Young helped produce, which was for the movie Black Dynamite. It was originally going to be a part of the score for Black Dynamite, which is why it sounds like super cool with like that bossa nova like drum track. Oh, cops.
What have you done this time, Juicy J?
Yep, they got him. There may be another vocalist that like Kendrick just kind of like put on there. And like
time will tell.
Yeah, time. Only time will tell.
But give this it
is
5 years.
This is Untitled 06. Here, let me do this.
Yeah. It's been really nice talking to you guys tonight.
Yeah.
Hope you all have a good morning. I know Ian and Noah are going to get breakfast. I'm going to go to work. I'm DJ Alex Trebek.
DJ White Biscuit.
I'm DJ Time Cop. And Mr. Ruffalo, we hope you're doing well.
Yeah. I watched an episode of House of Cards where a person was in prison, and it didn't look that fun.
In any case, this is Untitled 06.
Have a good morning.
Yeah.
These metamorphic supernatural forces dominate what I see. A Gemini duality, personalities always conflicted. But don't be scared of me, girl.
I can't explain.
I know it's foreign to you. I know it's hard to believe. God, give me the favor.
I can't explain.
More than a compliment, and I could need some assistance. Let me show you how.
I can't explain.
I sure know. I've been around 2 times. I'll be there with the answer.
I can't explain.